and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The New York Times newspaper reporting that President Trump told Russian officials earlier this month that he had just fired Comey, calling him a nut job. The Times also reported that Mr. Trump went on to say Comey's firing had eased pressure regarding the Russia investigation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said there was never any attempt to interfere in the investigation. Saudi Arabia is President Trump's first stop on initial presidential foreign trip. He will be abroad for 9 days. Heather Corley is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's certainly an incredibly ambitious trip. Usually presidents wait a little bit until they wade deeply into the Middle East because it's so challenging.
Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in the wake of the First America First rhetoric and campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban, backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from six Muslim-majority countries, Saudi Arabia not among them. President Trump has ordered an accelerated operation against Islamic State in Syria. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called it a tactical shift.
We are leading a comprehensive international campaign to crush ISIS' claim of invincibility, to deny ISIS a geographic haven from which to hatch murder.
As the ISIS fighters continue to lose ground, they've started using civilians as human shields. This is VOA News. Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte says Chinese President Xi Jinping threatened him with war if the Philippines begins drilling for oil in a disputed part of the South China Sea. Mr. Duterte speaking here with reporters.
This is ours, and we intend to drill oil there. Wala nang palaboy-laboy. If it's yours, well, that is your view, but my view is that I can drill the oil if there is some inside the bowels of the earth, because it is ours.
President Duterte said Mr. Xi gave him a firm but friendly warning when they met in Beijing 5 days ago. Political observers say Duterte's frank account of the conversation in the Chinese capital could infuriate China. Polling for Iran's presidential elections has ended, and results are expected later today. According to Iranian Vice President Masumeh Ebtikar, the result of the election is also likely to affect Iran's nuclear deal. She said she thinks the deal will be implemented no matter who wins the election, since it is a national-level decision made under the supervision of the nation's top leader. Some 56 million Iranians were eligible to vote, and over 60,000 ballot boxes have been prepared nationwide to receive votes. Incumbent President Hassan Rouhani and conservative Ibrahim Raisi, the main rivals in the race, and both the confidence of the Islamic establishment, represented different schools of political thought. The centrists led by Rouhani are hoping not to lose their current sovereignty over the conservatives. If no candidate wins more than 50% of the voting, a runoff to be held on May 26 between the two with the most votes. U.S. State Department said a clash in Washington this week in which Turkish security personnel apparently attacked demonstrators was deeply disturbing. Clash broke out between Turkish security personnel and protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's residence during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Washington. Protesters say they were attacked by Turkish security forces as they demonstrated peacefully. Turkey blamed the clash on the demonstrators, claiming they aggressively provoked people who had gathered to see Mr. Erdogan. Harvard senior Obasi Shaw submitted the school's first-ever rap album as his senior thesis for his English honors degree. The album features 10 songs that touch on a variety of topics, including slavery, segregation, police brutality, and mass incarceration.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with the music makers. It's what we serve up every week on Jazz America from BOA1. This is Russ Davis, your host. We're going to hear more from Wynton Marsalis, featuring special guest pianist John Batiste, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra celebrating the music of John Lewis. It's a brand new release just out. The latest from the award-winning Wynton Marsalis and his wonderful Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. We've been hearing a lot of terrific live music on this edition of Jazz America, and here's more right now. One of the busiest record labels out there today is Resonance Records, and they go about the business of uncovering rare live performances and studio performances and bringing them up to date for the 21st century. They've just done that with a 1968 performance in Seattle, Washington, at the club known as The Penthouse, featuring Wynton Kelly and his trio, Wynton Kelly, the great pianist, of course, and on guitar, Wes Montgomery. The album's title, Smokin' in Seattle, just uncovered, and here's our first chance to listen to it with the song Jingles on Jazz America.
the positive. Even eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread your to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium live to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, jump not in the well. The negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Great ladies together in celebration of one of the greatest ladies of jazz. It's Regina Carter on the violin from her new release, Ella, Accentuate the Positive. celebrating the 100th birthday this year of Ella Fitzgerald, and Misha Braden joining with her to sing the title cut from the album Accentuate the Positive. Russ Davis here on VOA's Jazz America, giving you the music this week of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. We've certainly played quite a bit of their music over the years, led by Wynton Marsalis, the artistic director at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. Now, just a couple of years ago, he decided to put on a presentation of the music of the legendary John Lewis. And he invited a pianist to play the part of Mr. Lewis, his fellow New Orleanian, John Batiste. This young man has now become quite a fixture on the jazz scene and in entertainment in general, as the leader of a jazz band playing each night on television for one of the major and most popular talk shows. John Batiste will play piano for us, but first we'll hear some words from him from the stage of Jazz at Lincoln Center here on VOA's Jazz America.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here tonight to address the musical achievements of John Lewis and contribute to the wonderful atmosphere here at Jazz at Lincoln Center. That last composition was by John Lewis, and it was entitled Django. It was a dedication to Django Reinhardt, the great gypsy jazz guitarist. And this next composition is also a dedication to a historian who he met in Paris when he was studying, where he also met Django. He met this guy named Charles Delaunay, and this is entitled Delaunay's Dilemma. And it gives me a great pleasure to introduce members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to join me on this composition. How about a round of applause for Ali Jackson on the drums? On bass, Carlos Enriquez. On trombone, Chris Crenshaw. On saxophone, Ted Nash. And on trumpet, Artistic Director of Jazz at Lincoln Center, Wynton Marsalis.
Delaunay's Dilemma. John Lewis wrote that song, and John Batiste played piano in his honor, along with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, from the new release, with Wynton Marsalis leading the band, the music of John Lewis. Now here's the music of Sonny and Cher, the pop song from back in the 20th century, The Beat Goes On, brought up to date by three talented women, Sherry Maracle, Amy Shook, and Jackie Warren. They call themselves and their album Three Divas. And here is The Beat Goes on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Three very talented ladies from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, holding their own with any of the guys, swinging away on the song The Beat Goes On, The Three Divas from their brand new release by the same name. This is Russ Davis, and I've got more coming up with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, recorded live at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's one of the most interesting questions I have ever received over these years of doing Jazz America. It comes from Gerald Kofi Dejangma from Accra, Ghana. And his message reads, "Hi, a million thanks for your great program, which feeds my mind with beautiful jazz music. Bravo. I will appreciate it if you could help me with this question. Do you know of any pre-1940s jazz music which was ahead of its time and can give contemporary jazz music a run for its money? Thanks for your time, Gerald from Accra, Ghana." Gerald, this is a brilliant question. So, what music was being made in the 1930s that stood out from the rest as more modern in approach? Well, what was happening in the 1930s? It was the swing era. The big bands were still around, but smaller groups were starting to emerge as well. And they were starting to give us a new approach in making jazz, based instead of just dance rhythms and dance music, improvisation at the highest level. And no one did that more, starting in the 1930s, and the great pianist, Art Tatum. And when I read your question, Gerald, Art Tatum's name came right to mind. He was one of the great innovators whose style during that swing era led to the next phase of jazz, bebop. Here's a taste of some of his work in a trio setting. And to make it more modern, he brought in a guitar player, Everett Barksdale, and Slam Stewart on bass. Here's Art Tatum with Out of Nowhere on VOA's Jazz America.
trying to find some peace of mind. Then I saw you. You are taking it slow, walking it one step at a time. You said, listen, stranger, I'm feeling low down. Don't know which way to go. I said, if you're lost now, maybe I could help you along and sing you a song and move you on. Sing down the line. Where shall we go? Where shall we go now? She said, I'm looking for a kind of shelter, a place for me to call my own. I've been walking all night long, but I don't know where to call my home. The only way to find that place is close to where my heart is. I know I'm gonna get there, but I've got to keep on walking down.
Get me, 'cause I'm the one who set you free. Yeah. But don't come calling, 'cause I won't wanna call you a friend. So this is the end of you and me.
Presentation and musical presentation in general from multi-Grammy nominee in the jazz vocal category this year, Jacob Collier, from his album In My Room with a song entitled Down the Line. Hope you enjoyed that unique modern sound in jazz, preceded by what was thought of as a very modern sound for its time, the great Art Tatum. This is Russ Davis, and it's time to turn to more conversation with our special guest, one of them, here on VOA's Jazz America this week, Wynton Marsalis. As he told us earlier, he studied during his school days with his father and loved studying the history of jazz and music in general, and he wants to pass it along to the younger generation these days.
We still here.
We are still here.
We're still here, man.
You know, get them when they're young, you know, and you said some interesting things to me that have stuck with me. One time we were having a conversation, and I said, we got to get jazz people to understand that jazz is really the real thing. You said, well, look, if people have been eating a Big Mac all their lives and then they get some cuisine, they'll never be the same. So we got to find ways to serve them this cuisine. And in schools is a great way for them to taste the really delicious stuff that jazz is.
Right.
And that's part of this whole thing.
Yeah, jazz and all of our arts.
Indeed.
I don't separate jazz from the arts, and I think it's important for us not to do that. And I think jazz and dance, swing dance. I think actually, if I could actually do something about the education in our country, I would pick the swing dance before I would put jazz, because of the rituals of courtship, because of all the things that we suffer, our young people suffer so much with. They would learn so much about the music that the musicians that would come out of that larger body of people who could dance, they would be fantastic musicians, regardless of the style that they chose to play in.
Wynton Marsalis, not only a fantastic musician, but a historian and a man who sees the big picture. I love his meaningful comments about not only jazz, but about culture in general. And speaking of dancing, let's see if you can dance to this one. More music from the latest release from Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, with special guest John Batiste, from the album The Music of John Lewis. On Jazz America from VOA 1.
Carlos Enriquez, Jonathan Batiste. We are the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. The fabulous music of Mr. John Lewis.
enjoying the music from Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, one of the greatest jazz orchestras from the East Coast, New York City. So we just heard from the West Coast, San Francisco, from a new release from the San Francisco Jazz Collective, an all-star group of great musicians active today with their new one, recorded live at the SF Jazz Center in 2016, the album Music of Miles Davis and Original Compositions. That's the Miles composition, Joshua. That leads me to tell you that next week on Jazz America, we'll be celebrating what would have been the 91st birthday of Miles Davis by talking to four musicians who worked with him and hearing his music. That's next week.